got to dream on. That's done by Herman's Hermits, their new one, or one of their newer ones. They have so many new ones around. 27 past 9 at KY. It's 54 degrees in the city. It is getting overcaster and overcaster. That's weatherman talk. And the forecast is cloudy today with a few sprinkles this morning, drizzle or rain tonight, and a very good chance we're going to get some showers tomorrow. So prepare for another siege. I thought this rain was gone for a while. I thought we were going to get clear, sunny things and green pastures. Chance of rain 30% this morning, 50% tonight, and 40% tomorrow. The price tag on a child's life is 50 cents a day. That's all it costs for you or your group to adopt a hungry overseas child through Foster Parents Plan. You receive your child's photograph and case history, and you and your child exchange monthly letters. Both original and translation are transmitted. Please write to Foster Parents Plan Box 944, New York 8.
A World's Fair for teenagers. A KYA exclusive at the San Mateo County Fairgrounds now. Yamaha and Suzuki sports cycles, Channel Master transistor radios, TVs, and tape recorders given away daily in the KYA sweepstakes. Every day from noon to midnight, the 1965 Teenage Fair. See you there.
And Big Daddy will be out there broadcasting every night this week from 6 until 10 at night. I understand a lot of people congregate around the KYA booth shortly before Big Daddy is due, and they place bets on whether he'll be there or not. More action than the racetrack.
KYA Radio 1260. San Francisco.
KYA, AM and FM San Francisco. Around here we refer to Big Daddy's show as Donahue Roulette. 29 past 9. Here's the final 30 of the Afro Gene Nelson Tuesday show with Pat Clark.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store put the lock on the door. Just get away where your worries won't find you. If you're not, well, I'll tell you more. Don't let the day get the better of you. When the evening comes, there's so much to do. You better put on your best and wear a smile.
But you're the Clark, 28 and a half before 10 at KYA. Let me give you this advisory from the California State Division of Motorists. Motorists are advised to carry change on Interstate 80 over the Sierra this morning. There's some snow on the pavement from Kingvale to the Donner Lake Interchange if you're driving in that area. U.S. Highway 50 over Echo Summit is open, but change are required from Twin Bridges to Myers. Have you got that? Lamar Sherlock is in his most sarcastic mood. At the end of this story from UPI, it says, this report was issued at 7:35 a.m. And in parentheses behind it, Lamar wrote, last week.
At Flying A, we were.
At Flying A.
worry about your car
at Flying A.
We worry more than anyone else. We worry much more by far.
We worry about your crankcase, tires and carburetor,
and belt, muffler,
voltage regulator.
At Flying A, we worry
at Flying A
more than anyone else by far. When it comes to your car,
ooh, do we worry.
You could win big in the Flying A $250,000 Big League Sweepstakes. Grand prize, $10,000 cash now. Plus expense-paid trips to all 1965 World Series games for you and five friends. Enter the Flying A $250,000 Big League Sweepstakes. See your Flying A dealer for full details today.
Void where prohibited or restricted by law.
On KYA, it's time to play
the name game.
For a chance to win $12.60, call KYA now at Garfield 86629. That's Garfield 86629. And let's play the name game. Ralph, you've got your hands in the air. Are you waiting because our team scored a touchdown, or do we have a difficulty with records? I see. Give me number 23. Now everybody knows what 23 is in the top 30, but that's all right. We don't have any secrets around here. 26 and a half before 10 at KYA. Here's Roger Miller in King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let the descent. No home, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bed room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Oh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. Got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 four-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road.
Roger Miller, King of the Road. That's been around a long time. Oldest record on the top 30. It's 24 before 10 at KYA. We'll be playing the name game in just a minute.
Let Beneficial put cash in your pocket today.
To buy the things you want and clean your bills up to. Get cash and get it fast.
It's so convenient.
The Beneficial way. So just remember to let Beneficial put cash in your pocket. In your pocket today.
This year, by April 15th, you may very well find you owe more money for taxes to Uncle Sam than you thought you would. And that's because not enough was withheld from many paychecks to cover last year's income tax. But to help tide you over, why not take advantage of Beneficial's taxpayer offer? Just call Beneficial and apply for the cash you want for income tax, for your real estate taxes, or for any good reason. Chances are you can pick up your cash the same day you call. So why not do as the Beneficial song says, and let Beneficial put cash in your pocket today. Right here in the Bay Area, over 60 Beneficial offices are within the sound of my voice. See the white pages of your phone book, for the office nearest you. Time to play the name game. I've got Dave Gussett of 642 Cedar Avenue, San Bruno on the line. Dave, what disc jockey do you want to pick?
Bobby Mitchell.
Emperor Gene Nelson,
Jim Washburn,
Bobby Mitchell,
Big Daddy Tom Donahue,
Tommy Saunders,
Russ the Moose Syracuse,
Tommy Saunders,
Tommy Saunders.
Sorry, Dave, wrong one this time around, but better luck to you next time. Okay, bye-bye. No winners this morning on my show, but that's the kind of morning it is. It's going to rain on us. We play the name game every hour, though. You'll get another chance next hour with Jim Washburn to win $12.60. 22 and a half before 10. I much prefer the original version by Bruce Chanel, but there are a lot of people that don't remember the original version, and for them, they may like that record. It's done by the Highlights, English group, and Hey Baby. 20 and a half before 10, KYA time. The rain hasn't started yet, at least not on Mob Hill, but it is supposed to sprinkle a bit today.
Dealing man, dealing man, dealing man, your Plymouth dealer is a dealing man.
Yes, and right now, he's giving big money-saving deals on the hot-performing Barracuda Fastback. Barracuda is better than ever with its new optional Formula S sports package. So if you really want to go, go see your Plymouth dealer right now, because he's a dealing man. And while you're there, look over his selection of Furies, Belvederes, and Valiants, too, because your Plymouth dealer is dealing on every Plymouth he has in stock.
Dealing man, dealing man, dealing man. Your Plymouth dealer is a dealing man.
Deal, deal. See your dealing Plymouth man at Bona Sarah Plymouth City. For, how's that for a name? 477 South Market Street, San Jose. Bona Sarah Plymouth City.
1260.
May take you a while to get that name down pat, but once you've got it, you'll never forget it. 19 before 10. These are the Miracles. And ooh, baby, baby. The real brag. I've heard funeral marches with more of a beat.
KY, temperature 54 degrees. Good morning, Lamar Sherlock. Reporting in Saigon, the U.S. Embassy says civilian aid official Joseph Greener of Hartford, Connecticut, has been killed while a captive of communist guerrillas. The 39-year-old father of four was captured while on a tour of the Vietnamese countryside last August. The embassy said he was killed January 12th. On the war front, red guerrillas hit the city of Quang Tri, just south of the border, with a 30-minute mortar barrage today. Two South Vietnamese soldiers were killed and 49 Vietnamese and three Americans wounded. The Reds escaped without casualties. U.S. officials say there are signs the recent lull in communist guerrilla activity in South Vietnam may be ending. These officials note increased movements of communist forces, increased communist sabotage attempts, attacks on South Vietnamese villages, and plus some apparent redeployment of guerrilla forces. The Defense Department earlier today identified four pilots missing and one killed during air operations in the Vietnam area. Among the missing was Lieutenant J.G. Terrence Murphy, husband of Mrs. Claire Murphy of Oceanside, California. Within the hour, KY learned that President Johnson appointed Henry Cabot Lodge to consult with Far Eastern leaders on the Vietnam situation. Lodge, former ambassador to South Vietnam, will consult with the leaders of at least six Asian nations. The Mississippi River has washed over the downtown airport at St. Paul, closed the city's train station, and is pushing toward an $8 million industrial park. A 100-man crew is laboring to cap a dike between the already flooded airport and the industrial park section. The rampaging waters have forced nearly 1,000 persons from their homes in St. Paul, and the Red Cross tells KYA sources that flooding of the Mississippi and other Midwest rivers has affected a total of nearly 25,000 persons in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Illinois. Just into Pulpy News from Washington, Treasury Secretary Henry Fowler has told a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee President Johnson has rejected a Secret Service request for funds for two new armored cars for his use. Fowler has withdrawn the request for $522,000 the service wanted for that purpose. In Newport Beach in Southern California, KYA learns actress June Allison and her barber husband Glenn Maxwell engaged in a raucous domestic squabble over the weekend. Miss Allison, the widow of actor Dick Powell, told officers Maxwell locked her out of their Lido Isle home and called her vile names. Miss Allison signed a complaint, and Maxwell was booked on a charge of disturbing the peace. San Francisco police last night said a Marin County contractor tipped them off that Sally Stanford's mansion was going to be robbed. The tip apparently came 3 weeks ago from Robert Worthington, one of 13 witnesses testifying before grand jury last night. Authorities said one of the suspects, Salvatore Polani, contacted Worthington about March 17th. Polani told Worthington, a former San Quentin guard, they planned to rob Miss Stanford's safe. Worthington immediately told police and was instructed to maintain an active role in the plot. A man who calls himself a Fresno artist was jailed yesterday for allegedly attempting to cash a $280 check. He said the check was signed by Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy. The man, identified as Samuel Davidian, tried to cash the check at San Francisco International Airport. He ran up a $115 taxi bill from Fresno, telling the driver he had plenty of money. More of the Gene Nelson Show in a moment.
KYA weather.
It'll be cloudy today, a few sprinkles this morning, drizzle of rain tonight, and a chance of showers tomorrow. High today, 58 to 65, low tonight, 45 to 50. Westerly winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 54 degrees now in San Francisco. Oakland and San Rafael, 55, and San Jose, 56. Lamar Sherlock, KYA News.
You are listening to Radio KYA, the first word in news.
Oh, yes.
The last word in music.
Hi there. 13 before 10 at KY, the Upper Gene Nelson Radio Program. How are you?
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you. Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine. Don't let
Been out as a single for about a week and a half, and you wouldn't believe the sales. Well, maybe you would. It's a very big record. Let me put it that way. Miss Brown, you've got a lovely daughter, Herman's Hermits. At 10 minutes before 8, you have a lovely daughter, and I'm sure that Mrs. Brown won't let her go out with any of Herman's Hermits. What a disreputable-looking crew. So if you want to go out with my daughter, come back here with a haircut, young man, you messy-looking beatnik. It's 10 minutes before 10 at KY on Saturday morning. Remember, I mentioned the fact that Tommy Saunders had worked so long here without a day off. He had set some kind of an Olympic record for consecutive days on the air without a breather. And I said I thought he ought to get a day off, and I thought Tommy Saunders fans ought to write to the boss. Well, they did, and one person sent me a copy of the letter that she sent to the boss. Says, "Dear boss, you are a rotten boss. You are a rotten boss for not giving Tommy Saunders at least a week's vacation with pay. He really deserves one. I know how tired he is, and he never complains. Tommy's going to college and has to work hard, both with homework and with all the work piled on him on the air. Not to mention all the girls he goes out with, which is pretty wearing, too." That wasn't in the letter. "If you don't give him some time off or do something, I'm going to write to my congressman." That's the letter they sent to the boss. Well, I'm glad you're responding to my appeal, but if that's the kind of letter that's going to go to the boss, do me a favor. When you send the letter, don't tell him who put you up to it, right? See, I have this house that I have to pay for, and I need the job.
Helen, there's someone at the door. Helen?
Oh, never mind.
It's a dog. It's a dog. See, I told you.
Hello.
For
God's sake. It's a dog. A sales dog, if you please.
A what?
I am Robin Hound, the callow traveling sales dog. Do you have any dogs in your immediate family?
Yes, one. Our collie, Sam.
And how is Sam's appetite?
Oh, he's always hungry, Robin Hound, even after a big dinner.
It appears to me he needs a square meal.
Like what?
Callow dog food, the square meal in the round can.
What's that?
A perfect balance of the 5 energy-building foods a healthy dog has to have.
Yeah, but will he like it?
All dogs are simply wild about callow dog food.
Sounds great. I'll try a couple of cans.
I knew you would. Thanks, old chap.
Get out of here, you dog.
Hello.
Step on your tail.
Hello. Hello.
I'm going to tie a knot in your tail some morning, Robin Hound. Gee, it's always best not to know some things in life, because then I can be honest on the air. For example, I never like to know what guy has a certain record, you know, who distributes it, because it might be a guy that I like, and, I'd feel badly saying something bad about the record. So to go along in my ignorance is better. Then I can be perfectly honest. And as a young guy who is drawing some pictures, a very good artist, and has drawn some pictures for the Royal Commandos from time to time that I got a big kick out of, and one morning he called me up and said, "Hey, I thought we were friends." I said, "We are." He said, "Well, my dad has the Callow account. He wrote those commercials." And then, there I am, feeling low as a snake's tummy. 7 before 10 o'clock, Golden Gate retires. On the late Johnny Horton, sinking the Bismarck. Drop another one on it.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and sails as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those sails as big as trees. We find that German battleship that sank in such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
The decks are running, boys,
just bend
those guns around.
So when we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck in on that fatal day.
The Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck,
was the battle sound. But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her train.
Churchill told the people, whatever ship was sailed,
'cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be. We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. They climbed and turned the battleship, it's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, 'cause the world depends on us.
The decks are running, boys, and send those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the south day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the French fleet sent those miles around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
See, the Bismarck was the battle cry that struck the seven seas. They found the German battleship was making such a fuss. They had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world is in so us.
We hit the deck, they're running, and we saw those guns around. Yeah, we
found that mighty Bismarck.
What happened there? He just disappeared. Johnny Horton sank the Bismarck. I guess they sunk it before they planned to. The whole thing got wiped out. It's 4 minutes before 10 at KYA. Some awfully kind cards in the mail this morning. There's some Easter cards in the mail. There's an Easter card for Christopher Ty, which is cute with a little bunny on it. And here's a wish for you in your new home card from the Steve Cantaline family in El Cerrito. Thank you very much. That's quite kind of you. Sooner or later, nearly all of us need to borrow money, thinking about buying a new home. And when money is the problem, Morris Plan offers one good answer. With a bill consolidation loan, you may pay worrisome accumulated bills and repay in convenient monthly amounts. To borrow money for any worthwhile purpose, see the helpful people at Morris Plan. There's an office near you. Among the 11 Morris Plan offices serving the Bay Area is the new office at 3232 Geary Boulevard, the downtown San Francisco office, and those in Westlake, Palo Alto, Sunnyvale, and San Jose.
A World's Fair for teenagers. A KYA exclusive at the San Mateo County Fairgrounds now. Athletic competitions and exhibitions. Daily free fall from over half a mile in the air. Every day from noon to midnight, the 1965 Teenage Fair. See you there.
I've had complaints by mail from a number of young people who have got sucked in by these magazines, you know, the ones that are printed on cheap paper and have all the pictures saying,
learn the truth about Liz Taylor,
or
the Beatles tell all,
that kind of garbage. You know, they have names like Teen or Flash or Movie or so on. Well, a lot of these magazines are offering press passes to kids that'll write in. See, they give you a press pass, and then you're an official reporter for Skeef magazine. And kids bite on it, and then they get this press pass, and they think it's going to be great things. You know, they can go in anywhere. Go into the cop palace, say, hello, I'd like to interview a gringo. Here's my Escape press badge. And it doesn't mean anything to anybody. A policeman will take one look at that and say, get out of here, man. Pay your $7.50 and sit in the back row. So a lot of kids are disappointed because the press passes aren't doing what they thought they would do. I just thought I'd mention it so you don't get sucked in. Forget those press passes. They aren't worth a nickel. It's 2 minutes before 10 o'clock. Through fan jets to New Orleans twice daily on Delta Airlines. Press pass indeed. Well, those magazines know about press anyway. Mighty Meaty Marty just came in and said, who are they anyway trying to cut in on our racket with radio press passes, which aren't good for much either, telling you the truth, eh? I showed my KYA press pass to a policeman one night. He took one look at it and said, so what are you doing? So listening for funds?
I know, officer. I want to get to see Ringo close up.
It's a little difficult with press passes. 4 times we sent Lamar Sherlock to the scene of a riot to report it, and 4 times he got arrested. once again to end my so-called work day and go home and really work. Wish I could stay here a little longer. From the looks of things, I may. I don't see Jim Washburn. Anybody hear Jim Washburn's squeaky brakes? No one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone hear the rustle of his corduroy trousers as he does the Watusi up the hall? Slowly fingering his beard as he goes, like one of the great mystics in India. He fingers his beard and then comes on with something on the air that nobody understands. And that's the way mystics are. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 until 10, under the breakfast table. Hold on to your hat till then. Auntie Babe saying Tatska the High, wishing you lots of luck, much money, and a laugh a minute.
KYA Radio 1260.
KYA, AM and FM San Francisco, and I'd just like to say one thing before I leave this morning. I got my coffee this morning from Charlie's Gidon. Charlie, you still hold the record for the worst cup of coffee in the entire world. 54 degrees downtown at half a minute past 10 o'clock. Hold the coffee, Bubbles. I've got a couple of things to wrap up here that may take until you get all the furniture moved around.
Here is music with Jim Washburn.
Here he is.
Jim is stopped in KYA land. Hear your favorite music, the latest. He plays the hit, music the greatest. He's your music man and he's ready to go. It's the Jim Washburn Show.
Always keep the emperor guessing. That's the only way to keep him on his toes. And very pretty toes he has, too.